This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, more about the people and legends of Babylon. Here's your host.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters, the history of pagan religion in the world. Semiramis, who was Nimrod's wife, conceived a son miraculously by a sunbeam, and she offered him up as the promised deliverer of the earth. His name was Tammuz. When he reached manhood, he was killed by a wild boar, but raised from the dead after 40 days of his mother's weeping. But as a result of this, a mother-child cult was developed and spread throughout the ancient world. In Assyria, the name was Ishtar and Tammuz. In Phoenicia, it was Ashtart and Baal. And I'd like to note here that Jezebel, who originally married King Ahab in historic Israel, came from Phoenicia. And she and her father was a priest of Ashtart and Baal. In Egypt, he's known as Isis and Osirisis. In Greek, it was Aphrodite and Eros. And in Rome, it was Venus and Cupid. But this religious cult developed its own liturgy. They worshiped by the offering of wafers to Semiramis as the Queen of Heaven. They observed 40 days of abstinence, known as Lent, that memorializes the 40 days of her weeping. There was a feast following the abstinence to celebrate Tammuz's resurrection. Part of that celebration was the exchange of Ishtar eggs, symbolizing new life, which is where our word Easter comes from, the word Ishtar. Even the sign of the cross, which is used in many liturgies, was the pointing of the letter T, which stood for Tammuz. Do any of these sound familiar is what I want to ask you. I know that Lent is very familiar. Easter eggs is very familiar. Ashtart and Baal, the cross. Some aspects of modern Christianity has origins in the pagan religion of Babylon. And these are, and I'm not trying to say that Christianity is not authentic. Please don't take it the wrong way. I'm just saying these festivals that we observe have history in pagan religions like Easter eggs, for example. But we find reference of this pagan religion in the Old Testament. Jeremiah sharply condemns the nation of Israel for her worship of the Queen of Heaven. And we're talking about Nimrod's wife, Semiramis, who is the Queen of Heaven. So let's go to Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 15 through 18. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, with all the women who stood by, a great multitude, and all the people who dwell in the land of Egypt and Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, "As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you. But we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our own mouth, to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done. We and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, were well off, and saw no trouble. But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine." This speaks a lot about the condition of the hearts of the Israelites and the stiff-necked people that Jeremiah preached to, that they were drunk with the world and they looked at the world as their security.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.